Two decades ago, the United States had essentially eliminated measles, but health officials recently reported nearly 700 cases of measles, the most in 20 years. Health officials say a growing trend against childhood vaccination is linked to religious exemptions. Reporter Mary Meehan found sharp differences on vaccination policy in the Ohio Valley, where some states allow such exemptions and one does not.
Tony Wilkinson has 7 children. 3 are under 6. All of them are homeschooled, so her house on a Lexington cul-de-sac is rarely quiet. Just inside the front door, there are bins filled with shoes. Across the room is the family library, crammed with school books. Crowded among them are books Wilkinson used in her research on vaccines.
So I just started to have questions. There was just like this lingering doubt that I can't really explain.
As those doubts grew, vaccinations for her children decreased. Her 2 oldest children are fully vaccinated, but the next 2 received the required shots only until middle school. Her 3 youngest are not vaccinated at all. Wilkinson says her faith ultimately informed her choice. She learned that stem cell tissues from abortions had been used to produce some vaccines.
So that became a big issue for me because we're very pro-life and we're involved in a lot of pro-life things.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, a few vaccines use stem cells derived from 2 legal abortions in the 1960s. But Wilkinson's concerns resonate with others who staunchly oppose abortion. Public school enrollment requires proof of a child's vaccination. 47 states, including Kentucky and Ohio, allow for religious exemptions. 3 states do not: California, Mississippi, and West Virginia.
West Virginia started having state laws about vaccines in the late 1800s, and there's never been any type of religious or personal belief exemption in our laws.
That's Jamie Lynn Crofts, a civil rights attorney in Charleston, West Virginia. She says with a 98% vaccination rate, well above the national average, West Virginia could be a model for other states.
Looking at our scheme and how effective it's been, could be a great guide to states who are looking to reform their laws.
A measles outbreak in New York among Orthodox Jews has sparked debate over limiting or eliminating religious exemptions there. But in Kentucky and Ohio, lawmakers are moving in the other direction, even though both states have vaccination rates below the national average. Dr. Jeffrey Howard is Kentucky's public health commissioner.
There has not been any talk about eliminating exemptions to vaccines in Kentucky that I'm aware of at this point.
Howard says requests for exemptions are rising, and lawmakers are making access to exemptions easier. In 2017, Kentucky legislators removed the requirement that a physician must sign a request for a religious exemption. Now parents simply sign and submit a notarized form. A bill pending in the Ohio legislature would make similar changes to increase access to exemptions. Dr. Scott Gottlieb was commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration from 2017 until earlier this month. He is now a resident fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. He says religious exemptions are on the rise, along with the number of cases of measles. That will soon force federal health officials to make tough policy decisions.
We're at the point right now where we're starting to see outbreaks of such a scope and frequency. We're going to reach a tipping point some point, and perhaps some point soon.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Mary Meehan in Lexington, Kentucky.